Santa Barbara County public health officials say they've finally sorted out issues with the state coronavirus data tracking system. The numbers show the situation has been improving in the county, with drops in the overall number of new diagnosed cases and the percentage of positive cases. The improvements, though, still aren't enough to get the county off the state's monitoring list for more general reopenings. But the latest numbers do mean some big news for Santa Barbara County. Public and private elementary schools can petition to resume in-person classes.
Our significant decrease in the transmission rate in the county makes us eligible to allow for waivers for elementary schools. This process will be available in the county for K-6.
That's Santa Barbara County Public Health Officer Dr. Henning Ansorg. He says the portal for schools to apply for waivers opens Friday.
The transmission rate has fallen below this magic number of 200 per 100,000 over 14 days. We can grant waivers for elementary schools to open, providing that they apply. And the application process is outlined very clearly by CDPH and by Cal OSHA. We are currently finalizing our local waiver application form. It will be available later this week.
If school districts try to reopen, it will take them several weeks. They have to take a number of steps before the county health department will consider granting a waiver.
Documentation is very important because the state outlines that it's required for the superintendent or equivalent in private schools or charter schools to have communication or consultation with parents, with teachers or teachers' unions, as well as community organizations that are involved in school operations, to have consulted and show evidence of that.
Key to the process is a detailed plan on how the school district will work to keep students, staff, and faculty safe.
A very detailed plan that any school that wants to open for in-person instruction needs to have, which details cleaning, disinfection, making sure that there are small and stable cohorts or classes, entrance and egress and movement within the school, health screenings for students and staff on a daily basis, face coverings for children third grade and up mandatory. Below that is recommended.
So what happens if the school district reopens for in-person instruction and county coronavirus numbers spike?
It's been determined by the governor that we would not rescind the waiver if the rate were to go up. That would not be fair to parents or children. We obviously would monitor the schools more closely. We might require more frequent testing, and we would act on the individual school's profile.
The latest numbers show there have been significant drops in the percentage of new cases in Santa Maria, Lompoc, and Santa Barbara, but two other areas of the county have seen spikes.
Goleta has increased by 18%, going from 39 cases to 46 cases. Most concerning is Isla Vista. Isla Vista has increased 255%, going from 22 cases to 78 cases during this two-week period.
Santa Barbara County Public Health Officer Vaughn D. Reynoso says 66% of the newly diagnosed cases during the last few weeks have been in the 18 to 49 age bracket. The county is at or over two key statistics to get off the state monitoring list. The state expects a new case rate of 25 people or less per 100,000. While the county has improved, it's at 159 per 100,000, or more than five times the allowable number. And the seven-day average for positive cases is 8%, while the state requires counties to be below that number. The county health official says as things stand, the numbers aren't there for further reopenings right now.
The current outdoor operations for many sectors cannot be moved indoors until the state offers us a new state health officer order.
But Santa Barbara County Public Health Officer Dr. Henning Ansorg says state health officials did offer a glimmer of hope, even if it wasn't something official.
CDPH has hinted towards amended or a new health officer order.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.